Welcome to the Incite Innovation Podcast, a series designed to advance innovation, leadership, and inspire teams. Led by Cheryl Perkins, it features fresh insights and incisive guest interviews on key trends, practices, technologies, and ideas. It is available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Spotify. Cheryl Perkins is a prominent thought leader in innovation with such credits as Business Week Magazine's Top 25 Champions of Innovation in the World and Consumer Goods Technology Magazine's Top Executives Driving Vision Within the Consumer Goods Industry. With over 20 years of experience directing growth and innovation, Cheryl currently holds the position of CEO and founder at Innovation Edge, an innovation consultancy that drives creativity and growth by transforming products, brands, and businesses. Previously, she served as Senior Vice President and Chief Innovation Officer for Kimberly-Clark, in which she ran the company's innovation and enterprise growth organizations, including research and development, engineering, design, new business, global strategic alliances, environment, safety, and regulatory affairs, and oversaw innovation processes, systems, and tools. She has 10 U.S. patents and several more pending. Every couple of weeks, we get together with Cheryl to ask her thoughts on the most important challenges and opportunities and developments facing innovation leaders today. One of the biggest issues we hear about consistently is the pressure to meet short-term profits at the expense of long-term growth. This is a complex challenge on several dimensions: strategic, cultural, and operational. We'll look at all three in this three-part series. Today is strategy. Next session will be culture, and we'll wrap up with execution. We also have an IE briefing report, Innovation for Long-Term Growth and Value Creation, that you can download now from our website. Today's episode looks at strategy and the most common challenges leaders face in adhering to long-term vision. Cheryl, in your experience, what are the biggest issues faced by leaders when it comes to meeting long-term goals?
Several months ago, we conducted a pulse survey among our clients and readers on growth and innovation. And what we found is that short-term thinking, shifting of priorities, and leadership expecting payoffs sooner than realistic are among these biggest barriers. For small firms, they had additional barriers of resource constraints, as well as really managing a very small portfolio with a small set of suppliers. Anecdotally, we also hear about risk aversion, resistance internally, firefighting, project uncertainty, and of course, shareholder pressure, especially aiming for those quarterly earning reports. The list goes on. One of the most divisive problems is treating innovation as a collection of separate projects that compete for time, money, and attention, rather than holistically looking at a total portfolio of innovation. This really creates a lot of unnecessary conflict and emphasis on the wrong things within an organization.
That's an excellent point, Cheryl. So what do you suggest leaders do to overcome those barriers?
Yeah, the first step in overcoming these barriers is really making a strong business case for the long term. This isn't easy. You mentioned our briefing report. We actually share some findings from many companies like McKinsey, Bain & Company, and others, really demonstrating how investing for the long term yields higher returns. You've got to show the leadership team and other key stakeholders how they can create value. So, for example, Bain found on average the value created by accelerating growth by 1% far exceeds the value created by increasing pre-tax margin by 1% of a sustained basis. So, in fact, the multiple of value created by growth versus margin is more than 4 to 1. McKinsey also found that the revenue of long-term firms cumulatively grew on average 47% more than the revenue of other firms, and with less volatility. These firms spend more money on R&D and continue to invest even in the downturn. They believe that they need to innovate or they will die. Ultimately, their financial performance over time was far greater, and their market capitalization grew $7 billion more than that of other firms. Using this type of information to help convince leaders of how to invest for the long term always helps developing a strong case. In terms of the pressures that many feel from shareholders, companies like Amazon, Tesla, Netflix, they've been able to demonstrate growth over the long haul is just as, if not more, attractive to Wall Street than profit in the short term. As we all know, Amazon's been able to achieve massive revenue growth by focusing on growth over net income. And investors have certainly realized the value. It was back in September of this year that Amazon's market value reached $3 trillion. Wayfair is another company that's followed a similar growth over profit strategy, and Wall Street again has approved. Overall, the expectations of ROI timing may actually undermine ROI amount. The biggest payback often comes from breakthrough efforts that can take 5 or more years. Also, it's critical to build a growth pipeline for the future, to think about the next 10 years, as well as just the next few quarters.
Cheryl, one of the things that we hear from many leaders is that they're torn between the big bets with high growth potential versus maintaining the bread and butter. There's a fear of risk and a reluctance to commit resources. This may be the toughest obstacle. What can be done?
Great question. Many high growth companies use the three horizon framework for this purpose. The basic model was introduced back in 1999 in a book titled Algorithm of Growth. And there's many variations out there, but they really focus on trying to help reconcile kind of the competing demands of the current businesses as well as building new ones. At Innovation Edge, we define these horizons as follow. We start with Horizon 1, which is incremental. It includes items such as line extensions, feature updates, those types of things. Horizon 2, though, is typically something that's new to the company. It could exist in other industries, but it's higher value creations giving more competitive advantage. The last horizon, Horizon 3, is the most disruptive. We call it breakthrough, and it's really new to the world. It involves launching an entirely novel product or service rather than providing improved products and services along current lines. It includes expansion into new to company business areas, regions, geographies, or the creation of new to the world products and services. Many companies need to take this route to remain competitive. So if you think about it, Horizon 1 activities generally address bottom line growth needs. Growth comes from maximizing the current profit picture. Horizon 2 and Horizon 3 activities both address top line growth. We found this model to be very effective in helping to balance resources and simultaneously deliver short and long term profits to address the challenge that you brought up. I'll discuss a little more of this in one of our upcoming episodes, but hopefully that addresses the question for now.
Cheryl, do you have any final thoughts on the long-term, short-term strategy challenge?
Sure. Mostly that having a long-term strategy is more critical than ever. While it's important to flexibly meet customers' changing needs and take action on new opportunities and threats, sustainable growth requires vision and commitment to that vision. If your company hasn't defined a long-term strategy, that clearly needs to come first.
That's an excellent point, Cheryl. I think too many times companies fail to do that. So thank you again for joining us today. Please feel free to send us an email or give us a call with any questions about any of the topics that came up today. The next time around, we'll be talking about the cultural side of this challenge. And again, feel free to download the briefing report from the Innovation Edge website. Cheryl, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Insight Innovation Podcast, a series designed to advance innovation, leadership, and inspire teams. Led by Cheryl Perkins, it features fresh insights and incisive guest interviews on key trends, practices, technologies, and ideas. It is available on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.